You see this young man right here? You see this young man right here? This right here is a good-natured, red-blooded American, right? His name is Doug Lawson. Now, ain't that a name? That's the name of an American that I like to see out here in these streets, right? Doug Lawson. This is Doug, ladies and gentlemen. This is Doug. Doug is a red-blooded American residing in the city of Riviera Beach. They consider him a compassionate leader who desires the most for who they serve. Absolutely. 100%. Do y'all know, have y'all ever met Doug? Have y'all ever met Doug? Have y'all ever seen Doug before? Y'all ain't never seen who Doug is? Well, let me paint the picture for you, because I don't want y'all to get it misconstrued and think that this guy is a bad guy. I want y'all to see who this guy is. He was established. He's there to establish generational wealth from a fresh start in the U.S., focusing on business, finance, and building generational wealth. Council member, mentor, business owner, entrepreneur at all. And he was born into a family of determined Jamaicans. Let me show y'all. I need to show y'all what I'm looking at, because I don't want y'all to get it confused of who we talking about right now. We talking about the one, the only, Doug Lawson, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Listen to this. Look at this man. Riviera Beach Councilman Doug Lawson established generational wealth from a fresh start in the U.S. Black Man Sunday's podcast focused on his business, finance, and building generational wealth. Doug Lawson was a Riviera Beach Council member, is a Riviera Beach Council member, and he was born into a family of determined Jamaicans. Now, anybody know these Jamaicans? Oh, yeah, do you Jamaican man. Shout out to my Jamaican men, right? He says, in addition to the many titles that Lawson has since made for himself, he also successfully established generational wealth. The thing is, he said, it's possible without real estate, but not probable. Every type of millionaire, billionaire, anyone that's had wealth has owned land, because money comes and goes, but it's the fact that the only thing that we're making more of, that we're not making more of, is land. So this man is preaching generational wealth. They got whole podcasts. He goes into, hold on, let me see. Doug Lawson, Riviera Beach. Hold on, let's go to all. This is Doug Lawson in Riviera Beach. Doug. Now, I would have never even known about Doug. I would have never known about Doug. But guess what? Doug got into a little bit of a skerfuffle. Let me bring you up to speed. So this man that was born into, and he had a, it's another guy in here too, but we'll get to that shortly. This man that was born into a family of Jamaicans and apparently is a millionaire, right, was out here fighting in these streets. Let me bring y'all up to speed. You can't, I don't care if you're Jamaican, I don't care if you're Nigerian, I don't care if you're an African American identifying as sassy. You just can't save them from each other, y'all.
The new video shows the two council members face to face. Then an incident report from the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office says Councilmember McCoy makes contact with Lawson's face with his pointer finger extended. Lawson then puts...
Let me tell you something. One thing is for sure, and two things is for certain. Doug ain't going for it. Now, for some reason or another, and if I can rewind this, that don't look like Doug. Is that Doug? Do we got the right Doug? Is that Doug Lawson from Riviera Beach? Is Doug hat fishing us? First of all, is Doug? Is that a little bit of Photoshop up there? Look like the colics is a little different. See, that's what you get, Messi. That's what you get, Messi, because you said, oh, he mine. until he take off his hat. See, that profile photo might throw you off because you might get something a little different. Something a little different in the mail when you get your mail order, husband. It might get a little bit different in the mail, all right? But Doug said, listen, I'm tired of you talking to me. But the one thing is for sure, and two things is for certain, you not going to point in my face. Let's get to it, y'all.
Contact with Lawson's face with his pointer finger extended. Lawson then puts his stuff on the table. In the video, it shows Lawson pushing Mayor Ronnie Fielder and a security guard to get to McCoy. Then the two go out of the camera's view, but the incident report from the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office says a witness, Walter James, describes what happened next between Lawson and McCoy.
Like, lifted up off.
Shout out to Marcus Dub. Shout out to everybody that just recently joined the Patreon. Link is in the description. Also, shout out to Meet Ricky, 215, Carter, Larry Turner. I see y'all all join the Chasers. Congratulations. I welcome you into the family, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get it.
Off the ground or
not lifted up, I guess.
Held up by his shirt collar.
Yeah, by his blazer.
The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office also released multiple body camera interviews during their investigation.
You do desire prosecution?
You can have a conversation and have a discussion.
Yep.
And disagree, but don't put your hands up.
The incident report from the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office says Douglas Lawson told police his doctor found that his cornea was lacerated. According to the report, Lawson uploaded medical paperwork, but the diagnosis is redacted. Lawson also originally told police he was trying to keep the peace.
I grabbed him by the shirt collar and held him because there was no security or police in the area. There was one older security guard, but just for protection and safety of myself, I had to hold him.
But the
I don't think that you did that for protection and the security, the safety of everybody else. That looked like aggression and anger. I can't say that it's not justified, but for some reason, that don't seem like that I was trying to protect myself or I was trying to remove the aggression and anger from the room because it was no security or anybody that was holding us back from each other. That looked like a little bit more, hey, get the F out of my way because I'm about to beat the brakes off of this boy over here.
Surveillance video we received shows Lawson pushed two people out of the way. The deputy told Councilmember Lawson he found probable cause to charge both him and Councilmember McCoy with simple battery. Body camera video shows the reason for the deputy's decision.
Because your reaction to picking, essentially almost picking him up off the ground and throwing him to the side.
Shout out to me, battery on him.
And your reaction, yes, was in reaction to an assault, but it was under control. And you went, pursued Mr. McCoy back into that court.
Body camera footage caught his reaction to the news.
Is that the same guy? It looked like the same guy. That's probably the same guy.
Do you have any questions?
The two would eventually sit in a room with attorneys where they declined to press charges against one another.
That's definitely the same guy. That is the same guy. Those two guys right there. The one that's at the bottom right here and the one right there, that's the same guy. It is. Shout out to the new bag chasers. Man, we might have to do a segment that's specifically dedicated to all of the people that just joined the Chasers. I see Devron Reddy. I see Poe. Shout out to Poe. Chris Robinson, Jordan Jones, KO, James Harris, Howard Phillips. Shout out to all of the new Chasers. Hey, can we get a round of applause for the new Chasers? Link is in the description for y'all to tap into the Patreon. It's never been a better. Oh, my God. Y'all just not going to stop. Alex Waddlington. Shout out to Alex Waddlington that just joined the Bag Chasers. I rock with you. Let's continue.
The two would eventually sit in a room with attorneys where they declined to press charges against one another. Lawson, in a statement, says the video shows Mr. Lawson was not the aggressor and Mr. McCoy should seek help for his anger issue. We also reach out to Tradrick McCoy, who told us he didn't see the video and told us city administration promised it would not get released. Less than an hour later, city attorney Dawn Wynn asked us to not include the video in this news report, arguing it's confidential because it would show the security system used at Marina Village.
But guess what? They absolutely did use the same security footage.
The two would eventually
and went south. Why am I sharing this video? Not just because it's entertaining, but also because it speaks to a specific thing that happens in our community on a regular basis. For some reason, even in a professional setting, we cannot keep our hands to ourselves. I don't know what it is. I'm not really sure what the problem is. I don't know if we just really aggressive like they try to describe us to be. But here's my question. Why can we not figure out how to communicate more effectively and keep your hands to yourself? That is, it baffles me. It genuinely baffles me. I just can't figure it out. Why can't we keep our hands to ourselves? Why is that such a difficult thing to do? These men is old. How old is Doug Lawson? Let me see how old Doug Lawson is. Well, it ain't even Doug Lawson, because he's the one that got his hands put on him first. So I'm not blaming him, right? But I'm just asking a question in general. How come we can't have conflict resolution, differences of opinion, differences in perspective, or whatever? Why does it always have to come to somebody in our community or within the culture? Let me not even say the community, because you know me. I'm all about the people that's about character. I don't care where you at, where you from, who you are, as long as you're a person that's doing it legally and you operating under the guise of good character, I'm with you. Why is it that we always have to put our hands on each other? It's always a bunch of this. Then your hand gonna go too far and touch somebody else's nose. Then they gonna get pissed off. And now everybody is in the news and on the Millionaire Morning Show being held accountable. It don't matter how much money you got. Don't matter if you broke. Don't matter if you're rich. It's always on some beef stuff. David says exactly. He didn't start it, which is why it is his picture and name that's being dragged through the whole thing. It doesn't matter. Listen. You know what's more important to me than anything is not putting myself in a position of where I got to react to something that you did in the first place. It's not about whether you, listen, y'all saying the same. You're saying the same shit my daughter says. When she was 9 years old, she used to come home from school and say, I say, Leslie, why you do that? But I didn't start it. Do you know that y'all are grown 40 and 50 year old men that still saying the same thing that 9 year old children are saying? Exactly, but he didn't start it. We can't control ourselves. We can't figure it out. Nobody understand conflict resolution or not, or proactively probing. So y'all can proactively probe whether or not this chick has got a high body count, but you can't anticipate the possibility of putting yourself in a difficult situation and then figuring out how it is that you can walk away from it. You got to end up on the news. You got to mess up the money. This is the part that we're forgetting. This is the part that we're forgetting. And even when they teach you in gun classes or self-defense classes, they tell you, listen, under no circumstances, unless you feel like your life is in danger, do you pull out your pistol? Do you execute on what it is that we're teaching you inside of this class? The whole thing. They tell you, even if you feel like you're the one that can beat them up, you need to make sure that you restrain yourself because you're doing it also for their safety. If you do that, then guess what? You catching charges, you going to jail, you don't pass go, you don't collect $200. And then even if you get off, you still got to pay a bunch of money for the lawyer and you mess up your opportunities, you mess up your job, you mess up your reputation, and everything goes down the drain. So let me ask you a question. How much is it worth? How much is it worth? And how much is it going to cost you? You're throwing everything out the window just because you need to earn the respect of somebody that still ain't going to respect you after y'all get done tussling. They still not going to respect you. They still don't care. They still don't like you. And now y'all both lost money and y'all both look bad. You're missing it, Jay Mars. You're missing it as usual. You're missing it as usual. Why are we even in a position to where we got to start defending ourselves in the first place is what I'm saying. Don't you know that I'm not arguing with you in real life? We're not even going to get to the point where we doing this back and forth in the first place. You're missing it just like we always do. I'm not even going to be in a position to where we going to be going back and forth for argument. I'm not arguing with you in real life. I don't argue with no woman. I don't even argue with my own woman in my own household. You sitting here telling me that I'm going to be sitting there going back and forth with you yelling and arguing in real life? It's not about whether you should defend yourself or not. It's whether or not you even put yourself in a position to have to deal with the foolishness in the first place. Once I identify that you a nigga, then I'm out. Once I identify that y'all for the streets, I'm gone. If I see it's a location where it has a reputation of popping off, or I'm dealing with a person that got a reputation of dealing with this, you can't even get close to me. I don't even want to be around you. I'm not kicking it with you. I'm not arguing with you. I'm not going to sit here and go back and forth with you. I'm gone. I got better things to do with my time to be sitting here going back and forth, having a conversation with somebody that's willing to crash out. If you crashing out, then that means you're not my people. I can't kick it with you. I'm not sitting here trying to prove myself to you. You a fool. You going to jail anyway, eventually. You going to crash out anyway, eventually. I'm not about to sit here and go back and forth with you. Look at Jeremy. It's always the black people that don't get it. Listen, look. Look at what he's saying. Anton, how can you say not to put your hands on others when you admitted to getting yourself into an altercation with your nephew? Respectfully, that's my nephew. That's my little homie. We in the crib together. And because I live my life like an open book, it's completely different than putting yourself in a professional setting. This is his coworker. They're both on the council together. You sitting there fighting and going back and forth and putting yourself in that position with people that you... That's like asking me not to whoop my child. Take that to mean what you want. I don't know you in real life. You a random person on the street. Let's say I walk past you and we bump into each other and you confront me and you say, oh, okay. Yo, fam, you stepped on my shoe. And I don't realize that I stepped on your shoe. And I'm going to say, you know what, man? My bad. I apologize. I don't know you. I'm never going to see you again. I don't know you. I'm never going to see you again. You don't mean anything to me. What does it cost me to say, you know what? My bad, bro. I ain't mean to step on your shoe. Or if somebody step on my shoe, I'm not even going to make a big deal about it. Because let me tell you, see, it's a difference between dealing with people in the street. Because that confrontation could go way different. Because one of them could have started feeling threatened, and then one of them could have defended themselves a little bit differently than just hands. See, one of the things that y'all not taking into consideration is because a lot of these stories, they don't get to tell. We don't get to review a lot of these stories. Because in real life, when you're dealing with people that you don't know, everybody carrying today. Everybody is carrying today. And you might not make it home because you got too much ego to walk away from a situation that you shouldn't have been in the first place. That's what they not understand. So, of course, you're going to have people that's being intentionally retarded inside of the live stream because they don't want to actually understand the point that I'm making. 99% of all of the situations that you find yourself in is something that you could have got away from. 99% of the situations that you find yourself in is something that you could have got away from. But you want to be intentionally crazy like you don't understand what I'm saying. Most of the stuff that we get into as a community is stuff that we then know that we can possibly get into, but we still choose to go down that path anyway. I'm amazed. I'm always amazed. You know, I know people that never got into a fight their entire life. No, Wicked Gems, I'm telling you to go ahead and crash out. You can go ahead and crash out. I'm telling you to go ahead and make sure you exert your masculinity in order to help people to understand who you are in these streets. I'm not telling you not to crash out. Go ahead. And let them know who the man. Let them know who the man is. I'm cool with it. I'm straight with it. I have no problems with y'all fighting it out and making sure that y'all hammer it out with each other. Get to it. 100%. At least we know the people that's going to eliminate themselves so we can go ahead and live a peaceful life. I know people in real life that has never, ever had to put their hands on somebody else outside of their children or in a household or your regular brother and sister fights or whatever like that. I know people that has never, ever had to come to blows with people in real life, the people that they don't know. So many of y'all in jail. So many of y'all locked up. So many of y'all lose y'all jobs. I seen people get fired from their jobs and lose their income and their ability to be able to provide for their child because they just could not walk away from a confrontation. And they be old too. They be 40 and 50. 40 and 50 year old men that can't even get themselves together. And you know what the funniest part about that is? Is a lot of times it only take one person to say, man, I'm chilling, bro. I ain't even about that. I ain't even on that type of time, bro. Fighting is broke people problems. 100%.